Jetzt gibt's Cheez-It, ein neuer knuspriger Snack, der köstlich nach Käse schmeckt. Hol dir jetzt deine Packung im Handel und das Beste, du kannst sie einmal gratis testen. Wer will heute Abend den Cheez-It? Cheez-It, der Cheez-It. Jetzt zum Gratis-Testen. Teilnahme ab 18 Jahren. Kauf- und Kassenbon-Upload bis 30. Juni erforderlich. Nur solange der Vorrat reicht. Teilnahmebedingungen auf Aktionspackungen und auf cheez-it-aktion.de.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. I'm from Chicago, Earth. A while back, I fell through a magical portal behind a Burger King into the mystical, magical land of Foon, where I host a weekly podcast from the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my two co-hosts. Usidor the Blue?
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakus! The elves know me as Fear.
Feline, Zelig.
The dwarves know me as Zonin Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maestar. But there may be other secret names you.
And also, we are joined by my buddy, Chunt, the Talking Badger.
Hello. I'm not a Talking Badger. I'm a shapeshifter.
Well, yeah, I know.
And master of spiced potatoes.
Ooh, I like that.
Something new I'm working on.
I know. I've gone on record as just not being a fan of the spiced potatoes. But it's just me. It's just me. You guys love them.
Yeah. Well, one man's treasure is a trash person's trash.
Oh, come on.
Is that how the saying goes?
Sounds right.
Oh. Yeah.
Be nice, Choo-Choo.
Stop petting me.
Be nice. Stop. You're petting. A pretty badger.
Here, look at my vial of sperm.
No.
I'm going to make you touch
that,
it.
No, keep that away from me.
My goal is by the end of this year to be Arnie.
No, I'm sorry.
And there's
buddy.
Only one way that happens.
No, you know, we're good friends and nothing more.
All right.
But you know what? Let's talk to our guest, Merlinda Flimpery. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Merlinda?
Hello, yes, you are pronouncing that correctly.
Merlinda, thank you so much for coming on. I guess I've heard that you are a... Namer?
Yeah, that's right. I'm a mystical namer.
I guess that's not a job that we have in my world.
It's a very highly regarded job here at Foon.
Yeah, that's right. It's a very sacred job. So let's say that you are a trickster or a sneak, a mischievous creature.
Ooh.
And you know that people guess your name, you're going to lose a lot of your power. You know, you want to have a name that people don't, they're not able to guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like if you're a mystical trickster and your name is like Hank.
Sure.
People will probably figure that out of it.
Yeah, probably within, 30 guesses.
Yeah, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Within 30 guesses, even Hank. I mean, I don't know that.
Oh, sure. Think of a name right now.
Okay. All right.
Bill.
No.
Hank.
Yes. Damn it. All right. You're fair.
So you see the necessity for somebody
sure.
like me.
Sure. Yeah. So then, like, tricksters and mischief makers, they come to you and they pay you
mm-hmm.
to come up with a name?
Yeah, well, I mean, payment is relative. I work for favors. I got a very complicated network of people who owe me and people that I owe. So if you're a special kind of trickster, maybe you turn straw into gold, something like that. You know,
oh,
you're
wow.
going to come to me for a special name, and I'm going to bet that at some point I'm going to ask you for a gold quilt.
Can I say, is it wise to get in complicated bargaining situations with known tricksters?
For them, you don't know who you're dealing with.
That's true.
Right. I mean, who knows your name?
You.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want that thing broadcast from hither and thither.
Well, that puts us in kind of a weird situation because I would love to know some of these names that you've
oh,
made.
Sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I can give you some samples because any client that I have, I'll usually present them with a list of names. I'll sit down for a consultation. I'll talk to them about their special tricking skills, maybe assess their physical appearance, maybe any kind of quirks that they have, any skin conditions, other random adjectives that come to my mind, and then I'll make a list. And
great.
Then from there, we can kind of pick and choose. So obviously, I've got some rejected names that I
sure.
can read for you.
Yeah. I'd love to hear.
Sounds wonderful.
Can't divulge them. Lort Dimpleberry.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I like that.
Was it Lort or Lort?
Lort.
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 Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No.
That creature was by no means a lord. Farnswimple Humblebottom.
Oh, I would guess that one.
Nobody wants a Humblebottom.
Well,
very true.
Just wait till I read your name later.
Whoa.
I have a little special treat for everybody. I came up with a couple freebies.
Wow.
For
oh, wonderful. Holy cow. Oh, wonderful. Well, yeah. Thank you.
This is why you have this is why you have a podcast.
Naming
because
night.
You know you get some excitement around it and people come in and they give you free stuff.
Should I keep reading?
Yes, yes, please.
Kimsterly Dad Bod.
Oh, Kimsterly Dad Bod. Oh, I feel like that might be my name.
Blippy Noggin Friend. Kidney Dapple Wheel. Scratchety Ginger Skin. I thought that one was pretty good.
Well, I like it. Yes, yeah. It's got a real ring to it.
The only thing is a little too on the nose.
Yeah. You look at him and you go, you're a scratchety ginger skin.
Exactly. Yeah.
That brings up a good question.
Sure.
So you see your clients come in and you look at them. Mm-hmm. So you want a name that fits them,
right.
But is at the same time unguessable.
Right. And, you know, different people have different needs. So, for example, maybe this fellow passed into your realm at some point. He was one of the biggest tricksters of all time, a Rumpelstiltskin.
Well, I have heard of Rumpelstiltskin.
He takes a lot of firstborns.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when he was here, he did.
Death.
Yeah.
That was what he's known for in my world as well.
Yeah, is he still kicking around?
Well, it's a story in my world. Mm. People don't think that it's necessarily true, but that he...
You've heard of it?
I've heard of him.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's the power of that name. I mean,
I know.
Kudos.
So, like, the names that are known in both worlds here are Rumpelstiltskin and Candyman.
Oh, my God. The Candyman. I wish I gave him that name.
That's a good name.
And, you know, the thing is that it's an ironic name.
Uh-huh.
There was nothing candy about him, and I didn't think he was fully grown.
No.
Candy true. Boy, yeah.
Bitter boy. Salty
boy. Yeah.
Flapjacks and Slippery Bowl. Shishkerly Hand Music. Hildy Salty Grain.
Ooh.
Heidelie Hoodle.
Heidelie Hoodle?
Yes.
Heidelie Hoodle?
Yeah, it's a three-part name.
Heidelie Hoodle?
Who?
You got it.
Heidelie Hoodle?
Who?
Heidelie Hoodle?
Who?
Heidelie Hoodle?
I'm gonna go grab some meat.
Squashed Up Toboggan.
Oh.
That's just a sampling.
Wow.
I just brought in
those are the
sampling.
Rejects. Those
are
the ones
rejects.
That people didn't want.
Right.
Well, they're all very well crafted.
Thank
and,
you so much.
I can feel the magical power coming off of each one. Kudos to you and your great prowess as a namer.
Thank you so much. You know, most namers are born and some are made. And I made myself into a namer.
Oh, well.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you weren't, your family is not a family of namers.
No, far from it. My mother was a water woman. She was a warrior, and she married my father, who was a color weaver.
Wow, what is a water woman?
Just the kind of lady who lives in the, some kind of water.
Oh, I see, pretty straightforward.
Hey guys, here I got some smoked tea for everyone.
Smoked tea?
Yeah, I just thought to mix it up a little bit.
Oh, thank you very much.
Any chance I could get this glass in a fermented fairy sweat bath?
Yeah, of course.
Ooh. That'd be nice.
Wow, is that something I could get? Should I try that?
Yeah, but don't do too much. You'll hallucinate.
I'm not going to do that to you. I'm just going to
Okay. Too much for me? I couldn't handle it?
I don't think so.
Okay, fair enough.
Shit standing up.
Twice!
And you want to press your luck?
Okay, I'm trying things. I'm trying things. And you know what? I'm amongst friends. I feel safe. Maybe.
Oh, you should not.
Okay, I won't. Okay.
Here you go. You're all set. Blemish took care of you. There you go.
Thank you so much.
So, okay. So your mother was a water woman. And
that's right.
Your father was the what again?
He was a color weaver.
A color weaver.
Yeah.
There's so many of these jobs and occupations I've never heard of before.
Who weaves color in your world?
I mean, I'm not sure what that even means.
They must be invisible.
That makes sense.
The majority of my childhood, my siblings and I were stuck in a tower weaving color for my father.
Wow.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. I'd escape and the tower.
Your hair is so long.
Thank you. I've kept it this long.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that related to how you escaped from the tower?
Yes, I was able to braid it, whip it around like a lasso to a tree about 20 meters away. So if you can imagine, we don't know how to measure shapes in this world, but there was a big part and then a sideways part and then a slanted part.
Mm-hmm.
So from the top of the tower, my hair created the slanted part.
Uh-huh.
So however long that had to be.
Sure.
And then I was able to slide down it.
Wow. Linda, I must ask you. I know you are very busy with your business, and being a small business owner is already quite a burden. But will you join me upon my quest to defeat the Dark Lord?
Well, I'll tell you what. A couple people owe me a couple favors.
Oh.
Mm.
Well, let me know when you have to get across a bridge.
Ah, I will. Yes. Ah, wonderful.
Well, this is so excited that Usidore has his quest is coming along.
Yes, I do feel like I'm making some progress. I've got a Nimbly Pimblebottom still on the hook. And, of course, Melinda's might call in a couple favors for me, and then I would owe you a favor.
Ooh.
Well, well.
Yes,
interesting.
Well,
you know, Usidore has about 10 or 12 names. Could you tack on maybe a 13th or 14th name for him?
I have many more names than that.
Well, why don't we take a quick break, and then when we come back...
Why don't you take a break and...
Choo-choo! Come on!
Sorry. Stop petting me.
Come on, yo, you're so beautiful. You're a cute little badger. All right, well, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're all going to get trickster names.
Hi, this is Otak Barleyfoot from the Vermilion Minotaur. This week's rumor of the week is Spintax the Green is heard to be translating the Pandanomicon into Dwarvish to impress a young, eager bisexual. If you'd like another rumor, you're going to have to come down to the Vermilion Minotaur and buy yourself a mead from Blemish or any of our other fine bar staff. Vermilion Minotaur, right on the edge of McShingleshane Forest.
Choo-choo, Slippery, Arnie, and Merlinda. Merlinda is... I don't know if this is too forward of a question. Is Merlinda your real name?
No.
Oh.
No, that's how I got into the business to begin with.
Uh-huh.
I also have a sacred name that I can't speak here.
Hank. No? Damn
no
it.
Way, Jose.
So what is a sacred name, then?
Well, like, the sacred name is what I would get... Like, the names here that, you know... These I've been reading rejected names to you.
I see.
There's a separate name that would be private just between the two of us.
I see.
Rumpelstiltskin, for example, was his sacred name.
I see.
So if it was ever to be said, he would lose all of his power.
Wow.
So I assume that since you know his name in your world, he did lose his power.
He did. He did, yes.
You know, I think that maybe that's for the best.
Yeah. He seemed... anyone that wants to steal the firstborn... I mean, as someone who has a firstborn and would hate to permanently lose that firstborn,
sure,
as opposed to temporary being disconnected from that firstborn, like, that is... I'm not a big fan of child stealers, basically.
In your world, do children go away until they reach maturity?
No. I mean, you just have to raise them the whole time. Like, the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, for the,
well,
the brief period.
I mean, you've been here for a while, so.
I have been here for a while.
Has it been hard to raise your child from here? Have you been raising your
I
child?
I haven't.
From?
No, I really do.
Oh,
I
then
feel,
you probably don't know.
No, I mean, it was very difficult, but rewarding, the time that I had there, and I feel
what
awful.
Reward? You got a reward?
No, I...
Was it like a ruby or something?
No, it was just very emotionally satisfying. It was hard, but also, you know... I miss my daughter, and I miss my wife, and I hope my wife is doing okay raising our daughter by herself right now. I'm sorry, Merlinda. We don't need to talk about my problems.
You miss your daughter and you miss your wife?
It's lonely here in space.
What was the question?
So how does this process... So you're going to give us names.
Right. Now, obviously we're not having a normal consultation like I would have with my client, so I had to look into your lives separately from this, so I'm coming to you with some options. These, of course, aren't your sacred names. I can give them to you privately later on a slip of paper.
Oh, wow.
That you can hold close to your hearts.
Wonderful.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, if someone guesses that name you give to me later, will I solve my power?
We'll see.
Oh, oof. Okay.
That's not that much to lose.
Hey, watch it.
All right, who wants to go first?
Ooh, I'll go.
Ooh.
Okay, I've got two for each of you.
I hope Salty Boy is one. I really like Salty Boy.
Maybe that's your sacred name.
Ooh.
Snickerty Scumbottom.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a good one.
A lot of S's.
Scumbottom sounds about right.
The second one is Double Hiney Finger Stink.
Ooh.
Double Heidi finger stick.
Yeah,
that's very apropos, because I have two buttholes.
Yes, that's correct.
And my fingers, because of all the spiced potatoes, my fingers usually do stink.
All right, use the door.
Yes.
All right, I've got yours. Blowbitty Spell Stealer.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's
I like
right.
that one.
Tack that onto your name change.
Before you mention Usador's second name, so have you, you mentioned, did you like investigate us beforehand? How did you prepare for this? Or are you just kind of eyeballing us? And
well, it's not just as simple as naming things, and I am very skilled in the art of physicalities and aura reading, things of that nature, but also I do have a license as a private investigator, and I've been trailing you all for the last week.
Wow.
Holy cow.
I was kidnapped as a maiden and took steps to protect myself from that happening in the future and entered a brief stint in law enforcement.
Oh,
wow, that's great.
Such an interesting past, even before becoming a namer.
Yes, one must suffer trials before they can really name.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
So I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm excited to hear Usador's other name.
Grave Voice La Falsi.
Grave Voice La Falsi.
Can you do your introduction with those two tacked on?
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, known in Foon as Blobity Spell Stealer.
That was worth a shot.
It's a mouthful. I have to get used to that.
Merlina, you may already know this, but Arnie's actual name kind of sounds like a rejected name. It's Arnie Niekamp, which is a little little repetitive, a little redundant.
It is a little
Arnie Niekamp.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, it's got those repetitive consonant syllable combinations.
Yeah. Wouldn't you say that's a rejected name?
All right. Well, I'm very excited. What are my trickster names?
All right. You've got two.
Okay.
The first one is Veda Sultanfuss.
Ooh.
Veda Sultanfuss. Wow. It kind of sounds like an old woman, but an old woman I'd like to meet.
And your second one. Are you ready for your second one?
Yeah.
It's Carnival Wilson.
Carnival Wilson. Holy cow.
That is the best name I've ever heard. That you are now Carnival Wilson.
Carnival Wilson, the human trickster.
Carnival, will you join me on my quest?
Yes, I will, but I will need a sword and a dick fur.
What's a dick fur? No, don't say it. Don't say it.
Aha, Carnival Wilson, the human trickster.
Hey, what's a dick fur?
Classic bullshit Carnival Wilson.
Carnival Wilson.
Can I?
But Usador, what are you eating under there?
Underwear.
Aha, Carnival Wilson.
Oh my God, shut up.
I'm so excited.
Can I ask you a serious question?
I don't understand what's going on anymore.
Can I ask you just a serious question?
Yes.
And I don't know if this is rude or if this is presumptuous or if this is taboo. Did you at any point help the Dark Lord with his name?
Oh.
Can you rephrase the question? I don't understand the question.
Did you at some point in time...
Her eyes are kind of glazing over.
...help the Dark Lord with his anonymity to help conceal his name so one does not... Say it. Can you guys hear me? Is my mic off?
The pact of the namer is a sacred one. I do not begrudge you in any way should you have assisted the Dark Lord in either obscuring his true name or creating a more powerful name.
Usador, you understand our ways better than anybody else could.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, as I explained my backstory to all of you, my troubled past, my estrangement from my family due to the time that I spent looming colors and creating them in that tower. The kidnapping I experienced as a maiden at the hand of stupid McDumbshanks.
Good name.
It wasn't. I guessed it very quickly. It's how I escaped. Yes. In any case, I've got a lot of power now, and that's all that matters.
Good.
Guessing is... Are you as good at guessing names as you are at giving names?
Yes, I like to think so.
At some point, Usador made me a tiny horse with a top hat and two buttholes, and I secretly named it. What did I name it?
Hystranger Le Fleur.
Holy shit.
Wow. That's incredible.
In my world, there is a man named Marilyn Manson. What is his real name?
Charles Manson.
I don't know. I actually don't know his real name. I should have asked a question I knew the answer to.
Yes, of course, always.
Well, Merlinda, thank you so much. I'm so excited to have this new name. I feel like a whole new person.
It's my pleasure. I'd like to come back.
Yes, please do. You're welcome anytime. Are you located in or near Hog's Face?
You can just whisper my true name into the breeze and I'll find you.
Okay, but I don't...
When you need me, you'll know how to say
wow,
it.
Wow, it'll just come to me. Holy cow. I love name power. There's something really cool about name power.
Sure.
Speaking of names, Chunt, people can email you by using your name.
Absolutely. Thank you, Carnival. Or I might start to mash up Carnival and Arnie and call you Carnie. Carney Wilson. We have a email here. This is from Brendan. You can always email me at chunt@gmail.com, or as I like to say, chuntbutthole@gmail.com. That's Chunt with six T's. Hey, Chunt, what's up? Just hanging here after work, and I was wondering what a badger does to keep his figure for the ladies. Though being a shapeshifter, that probably changes with whoever you got your eye on. Well, party on, Brendan. To keep my shape, I pretty much eat whatever I want, and then if I want to be a little slimmer, I'll just have coitus with a slimmer creature.
Oh, wow. That's easy.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you... I mean, I say it's easy, but it's not always easy. To...
Is it easy, Carnival?
I don't know. I don't...
Because you don't look slimmer.
No. Hey. Choo-choo. Come on. All right. You know what? If you want to email the show in general, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I know it doesn't sound real, but it is the only email address I could get because of the firewall at the Burger King. Anyway, first email. Hey, big fan of what you are doing. Thank you. The idea of a doghouse shaped like a tavern is really great. How do I get about ordering one for my puppy? Okay. I think that's someone that's confused about the... puppies.supplies. Anyway.
Of course, you can always contact me also by writing in goat's blood upon parchment and then setting the letter aflame.
Okay, that's one way. And also, we haven't had a chance to do it yet, but we're going to maybe try to get a Twitter account for Usador so that you can contact him.
I can't wait to twat.
In a more conventional way.
Oh, did we tell you the other night, Usador and I were up late drunk, and we slaughtered a goat, and we conjured a picture of Bo Derek?
Yeah, Bo
Derek.
So
we've now seen what Bo Derek looks like.
Yeah, because Don, the transdimensional delivery man, said there's the whole dimension of everyone who looks like Bo Derek.
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Yeah. Are you guys just slaughtering goats and looking at pictures of women?
Stay past one and you'll find out.
Okay. No, I've been here for months, but you know, I'm still on a father schedule of a newborn. You know, I just get up early. It's hard for me to stay up late. Anyway, okay, I got another email here. Hey, Arnie, did you fall through that portal before or after you made your order at Burger King? What did you order? Did you eat it or pull it into Foon? As a new father, why were you alone at Burger King? You seem very irresponsible. Maybe your kid is better off. Much love, Dale. Much love.
Seems like there's a lot of different emotions going on.
I know. It's true. Well, you know, I actually, since becoming a father, I was trying to eat more healthily. But, you know, it was just a stressful day, and I was out running some really quick errands, and I did just drove into the Burger King drive-through just to kind of, like... I don't know. Is there equivalent of it in here in Foon? Just a kind of like, you
what
know.
What is a drive through?
It's like, oh God, there's such a series of things I have to explain. It's Earth stuff. I'll explain it in the Earth stuff episode that I'm sure we'll do. But basically, I was sort of like a guilty pleasure of just sort of like comforting myself with some crappy food. And I ordered the food. I ordered a Whopper, and I was driving around the corner, and suddenly I was in Foon. My whole car, which I had in the trunk, had my podcasting equipment, and you know, I haven't shown it to you. I'd have to explain what a car is, but my car, my Toyota Camry, is in McShingleshane Forest, like under some brambles and stuff.
Like a cart?
No, it's. Ah, God, I really hate explaining Earth stuff. It's just basically...
Yet you keep bringing it up.
I know. It's just like a metal... It's like a metal horse.
Metal horse.
But bigger.
Could you conjure a tiny metal horse with two buttholes?
I'll try.
Actually, that reminds me. I've gotten lots of emails asking about the Burger King, asking specifically which Burger King it is. If you know Chicago at all, it was the Burger King at Irving Park and Clark. And so somewhere in the parking lot of that Burger King, there is the tiniest of magical portals to Foon. So if you want to try to get here, you know, go to that Burger King and try to get over. And in fact, It's much smaller than it used to be, but I have found the small kind of sliver of the portal where the Wi-Fi signal's coming through. I can't get through it, but I've started like pushing little notes through. So, you know, if you find a note for me in Earth, I'm just sort of trying another way besides this podcast to get the information out that this world exists. Usually I do it on a Sunday, so that's just something I've been trying to do. Because you guys seem to not think that I want to get home, and I absolutely do.
No,
I'm trying.
Carnival, we believe you. Carnival, we believe you.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough being here without my family, but if I hold on for one more day, things are going to change. Things will go my way.
You look smug again.
Hold on for one more day. People on Earth are digging it. Anyway.
Here's a fun little jingle with a message hidden inside. Are there other dimensions than mine? What's the deal? It's no concern of yours, 'cause this show's not real. Hooray! Chunt the Badger is merely the vessel for the fractured, tarnished soul of Adol Refai. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Special guest Merlinda Flimpery was played by Irene Marquette. You can hear Irene and Matt perform together each week in the improvised Star Trek podcast. Irene also acts and directs all over the land of Chicago, including The Curio Show and Undressed at the Mission Theater. Find out more at IreneMarquette.com or on Twitter and Instagram at IreneChicago. Otak Barleyfoot was just our friend Nick Bear playing around with a character. And if you'd like to know my sacred name, I'll never tell. But it's definitely not Hank. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. Edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Learn more about the show and the fantastical world we've haphazardly assembled at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter at Magic Tavern. Find Hello from the Magic Tavern on Facebook for all sorts of interesting treats that increase our presence on the social media landscape. Want to let the world know that you know about this podcast and you're down with the fact that it's not real? Order a Hello from the Magic Tavern t-shirt from magictavern.annarbortees.com or travel to Ann Arbor, Michigan yourself to buy one in person. I dare you. All of these fictionalized pretendings were brought to you by Cards Against Humanity with the help of the Chicago Podcast Cooperative. Learn more about Cards Against Humanity at cardsagainsthumanity.com and the Chicago Podcast Cooperative at chicagopodcastcoop.com.